Motor Talk with David Berthon. List and sell your car on oscar.com.au.
The decision by the South Australian government this week to force electric vehicles to pay a kilometre-based charge to ensure the upkeep of their roads has sent shockwaves through the car industry. The new charges will include a standard registration fee plus a separate user-based component requiring motorists to use a logbook. The Federal Chamber of Automotive Industries has already condemned the move, its chief executive Tony Webber suggesting it recognises that road user charging is a complex topic that needs to be discussed in a holistic manner and on a national basis. However, the South Australian move is expected to be followed shortly by several other states. We give little thought, I guess, at the Bowser to the amount of fuel excise tax attached to each litre of petrol. In fact, we pay 41 cents a litre, or around $18 billion annually, and with petrol car sales falling, the government will progressively reap less income. Yesterday, I mentioned the drop in petrol-powered vehicle sales to October, petrol passenger car sales down 36%, petrol SUVs down 15%. In an opposing view, the Automobile Association recently called for a road user charge to be applied to electric vehicles. Association MD Michael Bradley suggesting, "We can't have a situation where you've got haves and have-nots. We don't want to be heavy-handed with technology, but we've got to make sure the money's there to build the public transport and roads we need going into the future." I'm David Berthon.